This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting word that an aircraft temporarily flew into restricted airspace around the RNC in Milwaukee late yesterday. The North American Aerospace Defense Command dispatched an F-35 fighter jet to check it out. The jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. Republicans hope J.D. Vance helps the party make gains with young adults starting out in life. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says young adults are feeling more welcome in the GOP.
Because for a very, very long time, a lot of folks were like decades older than them. And so I think the Republican Party becoming younger and younger is absolutely to our advantage, and really, really excited about the direction we're taking.
Redinger says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young adults face. Voters say they want to feel more united again, but one expert says Americans haven't shown they're ready to settle their differences.
We're at a state right now that even the word democracy means different things clearly, right, to different sets of Americans.
Mindy Romero is with the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. A court hearing in Texas for Travis King of Racine was delayed this week. King's lawyers are hammering out a plea deal with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. King was released from a South Korean detention center last July after running into the demilitarized zone. King was finally sent back to U.S. custody in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A former Superior police officer who was arrested following a fatal drunk driving crash has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. According to court records, former officer Greg Swanson was driving drunk in the early hours of July 15, 2022 on East 2nd Street in Superior when he slammed into a disabled vehicle being pushed by 23-year-old Michael Evans. His 2-month-old son also died later at the hospital from the injuries he sustained in the crash, and his girlfriend and 2-year-old son suffered serious injuries. The Duluth Police Department arrested a man armed with a box cutter using less lethal options on Tuesday. According to law enforcement authorities, the suspect was wanted in connection to a break-in that involved property damage at an apartment complex on East 2nd Street on Tuesday afternoon. Law enforcement officials say they attempted to peacefully disarm the man after responding, but the suspect was uncooperative. No officers or bystanders were hurt during the incident, and the suspect has not been identified. The Duluth Armory held one final party over the weekend with great community support before efforts to revitalize and preserve the historic building get underway. According to a Fox 21 report, the Armory Arts and Music Center is leading the restoration project, hoping to restore the site as an arts, culture, entertainment, and business center. Officials say the site could be reopened sometime in 2026 following the renovations and hope that the revamp will make the Armory more of an active community hub. Applications are being accepted for an open judicial seat following the announcement that St. Louis County Judge David Johnson plans to retire. According to a Northern News Now report, Judge Johnson was appointed to the position in 2006 and has been reelected several times since his appointment. His current term expires in 2027. Applications for the St. Louis County seat can be requested by emailing the Office of the Governor and Lieutenant Governor, and all application materials must be submitted by August 5th. The Carleton School District has begun promoting its new 4-day school week. Through their More Time for Life campaign, school officials are looking to share the benefits of their new schedule with area families. Officials say the new schedule will be very beneficial for the mental health of their students, as well as for teachers who will now have more time to plan their lessons for the next week and maximize student success. The school district is running a $25,000 marketing campaign on the approach. A solar field in Duluth will have some interesting visitors for the next couple of weeks. According to a Northern News Now report, Minnesota Native Landscapes and Minnesota Power brought about 100 sheep to the Jean Duluth solar field on Monday. Officials say they plan to let the sheep graze on the vegetation around the panels over the next 3 weeks, keeping the site clear of overgrowth without contributing to carbon emissions. If successful, the organization will use sheep at all of their solar fields. The city of Duluth has received a statewide award for their youth mountain biking program. According to a Northern News Now report, the Minnesota Recreation and Parks Association gave the Duluth Parks and Recreation team their annual Award of Excellence for the Youth on Trails program, which encourages younger residents to utilize their extensive trail system. Officials say over the last year, the program got over 300 kids out riding bikes on the trails. More information on the program can be found online. The Duluth City Council voted to approve changes to West Skyline Parkway at Monday night's meeting. The area has become a topic of contention for residents following two fatal crashes earlier this year. The new changes will temporarily close the intersections at West 5th and West 6th Streets and establish a one-way street between Hank Jensen Drive and the T intersection near Twin Ponds. City officials have not shared a timeline for when those changes will go into effect, but believe they will increase safety in the area. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do you get mad when people don't take your calls? Denzel Washington wouldn't know anything about that. He recently called singer Lenny Kravitz in the middle of a concert, and Kravitz took the call. It may sound rude to audience members, but it really wasn't, as Kravitz put it on speaker and had the crowd say hi to Denzel, the man he calls his big brother. Kravitz also told Washington to say hello to Italy. There is no word on whether or not roaming charges applied. If you bought tickets to one of the upcoming Tenacious D shows, make sure you kept the receipt. The band is taking a knee after Kyle Gass made a comment that bandmate Jack Black did not approve of. Gass was presented with a birthday cake for his 64th birthday on stage and made a wish that was politically incendiary regarding the assassination attempt on former President Trump's life. Black says he does not condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. Gass has apologized for the remark. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend move over Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a Box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with the Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of The Actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 by Saturday. An isolated thunderstorm, sunny, more humid, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.